Check, check, checkity check.
I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough. And sunny down snuff, I'm alright. By the hero's end.
You know what I did last night?
What's that?
Drove down to Vacaville to get some pussy.
Right. That's a note to listeners, Walker's talking about the calf that he got.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Look.
What?
Look, take a screenshot pic. Take it.
Listeners?
How do we take one?
That's Otto, listeners.
Boos, 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 boos.
Okay, got it.
He doesn't like that.
He loves that. Don't tell me what Otto likes. Put it back. Put it back in the screen. Put it back in the screen.
Oh, we need it back.
He's meowing a lot.
Yeah, he's not liking. He's not into being held.
Boos, 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 boos.
Okay, got it.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. Hey, but so anyway, I mean, before too much of this, you know.
Hold on, are we? Let's do the intro. We gotta do the intro.
But, okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do the intro. Hey, everybody, I'm Jason.
And I'm Walker. Welcome to Jaywalking with Jason and Walker.
There's a lot of stuff to get to.
There's more to the intro.
Wait, what is it going?
After I say that, you say the podcast about us for us.
Oh, right, right.
Good to say that.
Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm Jason.
And I'm Walker. Welcome to Jaywalking with Jason and Walker.
The podcast about us for us.
That was great.
Okay, that was solid. Hey, there's a lot of stuff to get to today. I don't even know if we're going to be able to get to all of it, you know? A lot of it is going to be spent addressing the buzz and the critical reception of the first ep. This is Jaywalking, what, ep 1.4. 1.3 was the first
one. Our highly anticipated sophomore effort.
Right, exactly. And the emails have been charging in. Comments on the blog have been charging in. There's
up to two, four at a time.
We have five followers on the blog. We've got...
holy shit.
We've got five followers on the blog. We've got three emails in the jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com email. And then we've got 70...
And some of those aren't even the, like, welcome to Gmail email. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, we deleted that.
Yeah, right.
Got
right.
three additional right. emails. First it was like, whoa, Google's taking the time to email us?
Right, and then SoundCloud
they
also...
They didn't want sponsorship.
SoundCloud also wrote us to say thank you for opening up your SoundCloud account. But we also, the SoundCloud stats right now, actually I can pull these up, you know, we can read these out.
Pull the stats up.
I mean, let's pull them up.
Hit us with the stats.
All right. Give me 2 seconds here. Okay, 79 plays and 14 downloads.
We're huge.
I know. One play this week, 5 profile views, most popular in the United States, but it also has 1 download in Germany and 1 in Japan. So,
do you mean that most of our listenership is in the United States or that we're the most popular podcast?
I think it means most the listenership, but I'll check into that because it could
See,
be
we're the most popular
it could be
podcast.
That we're the most popular podcast.
We should just, I mean, is there anything to stop us from just being like number one on SoundCloud? Like,
there's nothing
do they
to stop
people
us
to check up on that.
And maybe that could bring us to one of several topics that I think we should crowdsource from the listeners, their thoughts on a lot of stuff. Like, we're going to need to get listener thoughts on this schedule conflict we've been having. We're going to need to get some listener thoughts on what were we just talking about?
We're just talking about listener response.
Right, but what was the issue we were going to talk about? Shit. Should we do something? Oh my god!
Well, that's Jaywalking, everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll see it. We'll see you in another 2 months.
What were we just talking about?
Can we come back to it? I have a couple things.
Okay.
First of all, I recently, a super fan, a real live Jaywalking super fan, actually came and stayed with me and Dot for a few days. Kenny Robinson.
Whoa.
First and last name.
Hey, no, I think we should say, here's one of the things. I think our policy should be first name, last initial. Initial, last name, to respect the anonymity of our listeners.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't like.
So you could say weird. Kenny R. or K. Robinson.
Okay. K. Annie Robinson came and stayed with us.
Right.
And she has a lot of feedback. One, the most interesting bit of feedback from her is that she really likes the podcast. I got a lot of positive on putting, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she loves it.
Right.
That's her favorite thing ever.
Okay.
And, but she wants it to be called Walk to the J-Hole.
What?
Has
no.
she suggested that to you yet?
She hasn't suggested that, but I'm gonna go, like, unless we are crowdsourced, get a strong response towards that, I think everybody likes jaywalking.
I also am not a fan of Walk to the J-Hole. I just thought that because she is a loyal fan, that we should at least entertain her suggestion.
Oh, or for
pretend
sure,
that we're
yeah.
entertaining it.
Yeah, for sure.
But yes, yeah, she came out and stayed with me and Dot for a few days. And just a note to listener, if you are a super fan, we continue to have the same contest that Kenny won, where you can actually come stay and hang out with the me or Jason.
Right.
You can, right. You're just come over. Just call first
right.
or email us at jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com and just
right.
be like, did I win?
Right.
And we'll probably be like, yeah, sure. Did you listen? Yeah, you won.
Right.
If you're listening, you've won already.
Right. You know, the listeners are the real winners.
Yeah. They're the who I feel sorry for in all of this is the children.
One of the there's a lot of also we got to get more people. So we should go through some of the listener emails. But another thing I think would be a neat feature is, you know, everybody has GarageBand on their computers these days. So it would be very easy if you want to ask a question. Another fun thing you could do is record yourself asking the question and just send us a wave of you asking the question. That way you could be like,
oh,
hey,
awesome. Like a
what's
calling show.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Jaywalking Podcast? Make sure to say long time, first time. Long time listener, first time caller. Then you can ask a question. Then you get your name on the air, too. So that's kind of a bonus. You know, we're like spreading the fame around to the people.
Is it possible for anyone to be a short time listener, long time caller? Like they haven't listened, but they've been like recording. They've been pre-recording questions.
They're calling in constantly and be like, "What's the show about?" Never listen to the show.
Also, addressing listener feedback, I have a little bit of a beef with our listeners, though. Let's face it; most of our listenership is based around you at this point. It's either mutual friends that you and me have, or
right.
friends that just you have. There's not really. There's not just a Walker crowd at this point.
Right, and I put the onus for that. I put the onus for that squarely on you because I'm doing a lot of work hyping it up here in the city, and I feel like the Grass Valley representation is. I haven't even gotten anything from, does Zach write in and say, "Hey, great podcast, your own flesh and blood." Meanwhile, my sister has several insightful comments. My little sister has several insightful comments. The number one thing, make it shorter.
Plans.
Her number one comment, shorter. Make it shorter.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to address. So we got a lot of positive feedback. The one bit of negative feedback is people seem to think it's a little long.
Right.
And I just want to say that would you go up to P.T. Anderson and be like, oh, I really like There Will Be Blood. One problem, little long, little bit teensy long. Should have just trimmed it down a bit.
I think one thing... One thing that's interesting is your analogy is, would you say this same critique to P.T. Anderson about there will be blood? It reminds me of, I think this is what I was going to bring up to the listeners. So one of the issues was we're using 30 seconds or so of copyrighted content at the beginning of the meeting. Walker says we should still use it even though...
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, my friend Paul A., that's first name, last initial. We got some listenership in L.A. And he says, stop it, you're going to get sued. You're going to get sued. Brian Wilson is going to sue you. So I suggest to Walker, let's go to all original content. We've got so much music, we can do all original. Walker says, no, jaywalking is an American institution. Would you want them to stop playing We Will Rock You at ball games? So this is how Walker argues, like, nobody's going to say to a stadium, stop using copyrighted content. And it's the same thing for us to use.
You think every fucking sports team in every stadium actually took the time to acquire the license to play that?
Some of them
are just flipping through the cracks.
I wouldn't know one way or the other, but what I find interesting is that we...
Dude, have you seen Brian Wilson lately? Have you seen an interview with him? He doesn't know where the fuck he is. Like, he's not...
In your mind,
he's not coming after us.
We're an American institution, and be analogous to playing We Will Rock You at ball games.
And an institution, apparently, in what, Germany? We have 1% listenership
in Germany. We got some listenership in Germany. That's two downloads there. And then one in Japan, which I suspect are
one
Michael,
Japan too.
Michael B. and Ben B. A lot of feedback from them. Michael B. I'm respecting the anonymity of our listeners. Let's do a little feedback session. I'm going to go through the emails. We got a listener email here that says, I really enjoyed jaywalking. Walker's description of Jason as, ooh, oh my, I'm sick, I think there isn't a draft in here, is spot on. And also mentions that, if anything, he was underplaying it. And then there's a note, cutters do cut on their legs, inner thighs often, but really they cut anywhere, especially places that can be hidden. Julia C. writes, I just finished listening to that jaywalking.
That's Julia Cohen, everybody.
Julia C. says, and may I just say, holy shit, that was a great 50 minutes. And there's some more stuff, but it's mostly lavish praise, so I'm not going to embarrass Julia C. by going over that. Then we got Kay Robinson.
And let's also take the time to acknowledge that she enjoyed all 50 minutes.
She did enjoy all 50 minutes. So, yeah, so there's another shout-out or rebuff to the haters that think it's too long.
Yeah, also to the haters, no one's forcing you to listen to it all in one, like, giant chunk.
Right.
You can go back. You can listen to the first half, and then where you hear that static, that sort of means that's the end of one section.
Right.
Take a little pause. Go take, you know, take a walk around the block, clear your head, come back, fill it with more of the adjacent.
Don't clear your head, though. Use that walk around the block to ruminate on what you've heard so far. Then we've also got, we did get some feedback on the static sound. Well, one listener says, use a different sound than the static sound to change sections. So
was that KR?
That's Kenny R. That's Walker's the chief editor right now, so those complaints can be addressed to him directly, jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and guess what? The next one's going to be an hour and 45 minutes.
She's saying it's the static sound that she doesn't like, and her particular concern was listeners with headphones may find it, assaulting to the ears.
Right, that's fair enough.
Okay, so that'll be
noted.
She also has a link to a story about Kim Kardashian, because she heard in advance, being a super fan, that there was going to be a segment called Kardashian Corner. Walker has since backed off on his desire to do a Kardashian Corner somewhat.
But you know what? I'd like to still do Kardashian Corner, but I'd like to name Kenny R. As sort of the just behind. I just feel like it should go out to the listeners that she's very much like pulling the strings on Kardashian Corner. She's definitely my like in the field source.
Right.
So, because I thought of Kardashian Corner, but when we went to actually record a segment of it, realized that all it really
it
had going
poor.
For it was the
just,
name.
It was just Walker reading tweets from Kardashian.
Yeah, I'm just reading Kardashian's tweets.
He hyped up this idea to me as a segment, as though like he had a bunch of interesting and like thought-provoking stuff to say about the Kardashians. And then I'm like, let's do the corner, and he's like reading. He like gets online and reads tweets. I'm like, this is stupid.
Well, but, I mean, sometimes it's quiet out there.
But I'll just I'll recount quickly for the listeners that because this story got lost, but the Kardashian Corner, the genesis of it was when at our place where we lived, we were real into watching the best TV in the world or the worst TV in the world, and so we would watch either like The Wire or Battlestar or Dexter or you know whatever. But then we would get on kicks where we did like original 90210 seasons 1 and 2, Dawson's Creek seasons 1 and 2, Big Stint to Golden Girls. Somewhere in the midst of that, I come home and Dot has rented for herself Courtney and Chloe Take Miami. And I'm like, Dot, are you renting reality shows that are still on TV? And then I also was like, and I didn't know anything about the Kardashians, but I know that Kim is the one, right? They're famous for nothing, but out of the three of them that are famous for nothing, at least Kim has.
She's famous for the biggest amount of nothing.
Right, exactly. And Khloe, I'm like, these are the poor man's Kardashians. And then when I was telling that story to Walker, he said, it's funny that I called Courtney and Khloe the poor man's Kardashians, because he calls Kardashians as a whole the thinking man's Paris Hilton, because he insists that if you watch an episode, that you'll really be left with more to think about.
And a little more to ruminate on.
Right, right. And that's what.
All right, well, let's address Kardashian Corner now then. I think that the key to Kardashian Corner, everyone, and I'm going to pause there, but assume that we'll have a punchy Kardashian Corner little bit of
right.
music.
So. Right.
This is Kardashian Corner. Okay, so Kay Robinson sent us in a story about how Kim recently confessed to she had a really hard time growing up as a teenager. It showed a picture of her when she was 14 because she had giant boobs. And
right.
it was like all people paid attention to. They didn't notice her butt until later. So
wait a second. But is the
that's not what story, she said.
Was she was
but
sad?
She was like, it's all people knew about me. And it's like, little did you know later, all people would talk about was your ass. Not the boobs so much. I don't feel sorry for her, do you?
Wait, this is in high school? This story is about when she was in high school?
Yeah, and her tits were too big. And, I mean, I'm not making this up. This is what she recently said. No, they're not.
Oh, listeners, Dot has just suggested from the back of the room that they're fake, that Kim's tits are fake.
I'm going to go on record and say I'm not going to look that up now, but I'll look it up later.
No, we don't need to look that stuff up. Let's crowdsource it. Use our powerful audience. Audience, listeners, are Kim's tits fake? Send in your comments to jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com or just...
Specifically, Kenny... our super fan listener / in the field Kardashian Corner correspondent. Ooh, the KKK. Kenny's the KKK.
Oh my God.
Kardashian Corner correspondent.
God. Got racist. So
can you verify that? Verify the authenticity of Kim Kardashian's breast source. But I'm sorry, did we get the jaywalking spin on that? I mean, any reaction to that?
So wait, is the question do I feel sorry for her or just reaction?
Well, it was one of those, like, you know how in actresses, period, some of them, like, they always give that quote you should never give where they say something like, actually, it's really hard to be this beautiful because people don't, you know what, you've read, like one, they always come along and say that sooner or later and then everyone, like, hates them for it.
Right.
And hers was basically... Sure, it's great to have this body now, but I've had it since I was 14, and it sucked. It was really hard. Courtney teased me, and the boys wouldn't stop looking at me. And my question to you, I guess, is, do you feel sorry for her?
So I don't know that I have enough information to feel sorry, per se.
How about a gut reaction?
I mean, so my gut reaction my gut reaction is probably the opposite of, like, is, you know, yeah, she's got a nice life. It's hard to feel sorry for. But I believe that, you know, it probably was difficult in her girlhood to have developed really early. Maybe that there was some teasing which was genuinely hurtful. But I don't know that I feel sorry for her, per se.
Okay. Item two that I want to address is just a bit of a quick editorial about Kim Kardashian. Jason, have you read The Joy of Quantum Physics?
The Joy of? No, I don't think so. I've read The Tao, The Tao of Physics. It's an excellent, excellent text.
Well, you know who has read The Joy of Quantum Physics, according to the Tourism Board of the State of California?
Who's that?
Kim Kardashian. According to what they would have you believe,
I saw a commercial. The Tourism Board? Why do they have an opinion on what she read?
Well, they're asserting through their advertising that she has read The Joy of Quantum Physics. I saw a commercial for Visit California, and the first person in the commercial is Kim Kardashian, red bikini on a one of those beach chairs. But I don't think she's actually read it. I would be really surprised.
I would like to get to the bottom of that. That's a good topic for Kardashian Corner. Can we get to the bottom of whether she read it? What was she doing? Why would the prop guy give her that book to read, like, prominently in the front
of the camera? That's what I'm saying. It was ridiculous because I wouldn't have made fun of her for being in the commercial if they hadn't given her this book. Like, it's like, really?
That's excellent.
Any other book. Like, they should have just, you know, like, Twilight or something. I would have believed that she'd read Twilight. But right. I don't believe she's read Toy and Quantum Physics.
Yeah, she's a Twi mom. Is she a mom?
She's not a mom. She's not even that's another thing going on with her. She just turned 30, and she doesn't have a serious love in her life, and she's like, I thought I'd be married with kids by now.
Oh, I believe I saw that in the front of some magazine at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, how about this?
So I think that's enough for Kardashian Corner. We can probably edit a few things together there to get a tight little segment.
Right, and I think that maybe this may be a good seg into another segment that I think that might be not disgusting, but what do you call it? Inappropriate, but might be funny. And it's a segment called Wood Pid.
Well, I didn't know that was going to be a segment.
Well, I'm thinking that it might be. So here's the story behind this, listener. Maybe you can give us some feedback as to whether this should be a segment. So, and let me recount it, and then Walker can correct me, because the story is actually Walker's. But Walker, when he was little in Grass Valley, which is the town he's in now, right? And you should be getting a sense of Grass Valley through this podcast. Lived next to some insano kids, or was friends with them, or something like that. That had a few.
Can I jump in?
You want to go ahead and tell them this part of the story anyway.
Yeah, but I'd love you to like contribute. So feel free to jump in with any question or comment.
Right.
But the origin of the word PID is
PID, listeners. PID.
Growing up, my good friend growing up, Grant N. Right. I was always over at his house, and he lives sort of on the outer part of the city of Nevada City, which is our neighboring town here in Grass Valley.
Right.
And so I was always over at his house, and naturally, like you do when you're a kid, you're always spend every day playing with the kid who lives down the road, and so. Our friend, who I still know and is now a respected firefighter in our community here that I bump into from time to time. He's a good guy. Alex B.
Okay.
And I would actually totally enjoy if he ends up hearing this, because we are friends on Facebook. So if he ends up downloading this and hears this segment, he's going to probably think it's very strange. But anyway, he and his brother, Grant, noticed. I'm totally throwing Grant under the bus here. Grant noticed that certain words were just pronounced differently. The word supposed, as in what are you supposed to do, was pronounced opposed.
Yes.
As in O-F-F-O-S-E-D. So, you know, you're... And then the word put was pronounced as PID, P-I-D. So it wouldn't be outside of the realm of possibility to hear a sentence like, you're opposed to PID that's over there.
Right.
And in living with Jason, I told him about this at one point, and he really, really ran with it. And I don't know if you want to jump in there, but somewhere along the lines it evolved into referencing a girl that's hot, and if you think she's hot, basically you would pit it.
Okay, well, here's the only other missing parts of the story are, firstly, if I recall,
yeah, I forgot about that
Walker exaggerated their mispronunciations to include the other words like yes and no, which he speculated they might pronounce at home yelp and nair. That's Y-A-L-P.
Which is actually also Grant. That's Grant.
N-A-I-R. So yelp, nair. You're not opposed to pitted over there. And then wood pit was actually, interestingly enough, it was like some YouTube video or something where people put some stupid-ass comments or whatever. And we, I think Walker and I weren't aware that it was a phenomenon now that, like, if you want to say, like, that girl's hot, like, I'd fuck her or whatever, you instead say wood hit. But like this guy had, who are presumably.
Oh yeah, what was that from? It was Damn it, what was that, like, too?
Presumably.
It was like a song.
Yeah, right. It was like something stupid.
Yeah, I think it was like a song with Zoe Deschanel, and it's like, oh, yeah. Her voice is great. What hit?
Yeah, exactly.
It was like,
and it was. But I remember distinctly that it was like, because it wasn't one of those comments where the whole thing was like gross and totally inappropriate. It was something like, her voice is great. Like, it started out like complimenting it. It was like one of those Zoe Deschanel videos that's like cute, yeah. Like overly cutesy. It's not that sexual or anything. And then he ended up with "would hit," and normally you could just imagine some asshole being like, "Oh yeah, I hit that." But like, for some reason, because of the previous comment, I almost read it in kind of a joke. You know, like, "What great voice, would hit," and like, it was like
an afterthought. Like, yeah. It was like, I totally respect what she's doing artistically. Also, I would have intercourse with her.
Right, would hit.
Just saying.
And it, but then "pid" somehow got substituted for "hit," and I don't remember exactly how, but thank God it happened, because now you can say "would pit," and that means you would do it with it. So if there's a
there
segment,
was also
though,
a lot
I don't know
references
how
for a period to pitting it on girls. I would pit that on or around her. And there's also my favorite use of the word "pit" is "pit it and quit it."
Right. But so the thing is, I don't even know how we could stretch it into a segment, because like, I mean, it might be sufficiently lame if it's just like, it's a girl of the week, and we say Walker pit or wouldn't pit, would or wouldn't pit, but that's kind of lame. Maybe what we could do is the listeners could send in things that they would pit. It could be people, concepts.
I like that. Let us know what you would pit. Are you an objective sexual? Do you like to pit? Oh, yeah. Objects around you, like you said. If so, you are one of like 60 people. So your people are out there. I think an interesting qualifier could be to the "pit it or quit it" section.
Yeah.
Is it just called "would pit" or is it called "pit it and quit it"?
I kind of like "would pit."
What if the three categories are "would pit," "pit it," but then "quit it" right afterwards? So it's either "would pit" and hang around for breakfast,
okay,
or "would pit it and quit it," or "would not pit." Would not. Or I would, an interesting qualifier could also be, "would you pit it on a pile of trash?"
Would you pit
it? No way, not worth the trash pile. So that could be the question: is would you pit it on a trash pile? Yeah.
That's good. I like that. So we'll see if we develop that into a segment.
I'd like to hear from the listeners on that. Who they desire to pit it with. I don't understand how we use the verb "pit" anymore, but you get the gist of it. And who do you want to pit so badly that you would be willing to do it on like a liquidy pile of trash?
It wasn't all liquid. There was like bologna, and I think that
there was an unidentified oily substance, right, like seeping from the couch.
Okay, so before I forget, I'm going to say this, and maybe you can... So Steve K. didn't write this to the jaywalking address, so I wish he would have done that, but he viewed that my...
That's a note to the listeners. Send your emails to jaywalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
Note to listeners, there's a pet peeve of Walker's if feedback comes to me verbally, like somebody says, because he wants to hear about it at the Gmail address. He wants, you know.
He'll write an email.
I think it's even better if people record their voices and send it in. I think that's just really would be
I love that
fantastic
idea.
But so anyway,
Sorry, Jason, I don't mean to throw you off, but let's guarantee that the first person to do that gets a prize.
Oh yeah, definitely. What's the prize gonna be?
And it might be in the form of a 30-second song sung by Jason.
Oh, that could be cool. We could write original content for the prizes. But so anyway, Steve K, who's a big fan of the podcast, long time, zero time, he noticed I changed my Facebook profile because it's Christmas season. So I changed my Facebook profile to this Christmassy spirit picture of us at the old house with Coco the cat on my lap, dressed up as Santa Claus, right? And it's a very Christmassy picture. And Steve, I get back and I've got a bunch of I've got a bunch of chats from Steve. Here's some of the text from those chats. OMG, I have so many mean comments to make about your Facebook picture, I wouldn't feel right posting them for everyone to see, so these are just for you. You do know you're allergic to that cat. Also, it's wearing a sweater, and it clearly hates you. And then it says, quote, Dear Santa Paws, all I want for Christmas is a snuggle and one bullet for my gun. And then it says, quit dressing up your cats and make with the funny podcasts. So that's just what I consider the positive feedback was that he wanted to berate my picture and then said, quit dressing up your cats and record the second episode, because a lot of people are wanting the second episode. Christmas break is coming up. People are going to need a lot of content to distract them from the banality of their family lives when they get home and see their dumb families.
Totally.
Okay? And then another feature I thought we may or may not have, because We had a good conversation yesterday that wasn't taped, and it was about my duck feet. So I was holding up a present that I got for my birthday from one of our listeners, Amy N, and it's a pair of what she affectionately refers to as duck feet, which she got me specifically because she hates them and she hates how ridiculous they are. She hates when people applaud around in them. And for the listeners, duck feet means those Vibram Five Fingers where it's just like a neoprene slab with individual toes. And so she got it for me ostensibly to run in because they, you know, it's this barefoot running craze, blah, blah, blah. I like to do crazy stuff. Running in them makes your calves like steel fucking cables. My calves are so bad today. But Walker's opinion of the Vibram Five Fingers is utter disgust.
Yeah, I told you then and I'll say now that I think if you're going to wear those duck feet, you're going to run in them. You're just running into only eating raw food, being in a polyamorous relationship.
I was like,
in your polyamorous relationship, and you all get a family bed because you don't ever want to be separated from your kids. And why would you hide your lovemaking from them? They should be a part of it.
Walker was mainly disgusted when he thought that I would just wear the duck feet around in my everyday life, but I was like, no, they're for running, and he goes like, yeah, they're for running, like, why don't you just run into a polyamorous relationship and a raw food diet? But so we might have a segment.
I'd like you to weigh in on this. Do you want to slap people who wear these things? I do. I just want to hear where you fall on that.
So it's funny because Amy is disgusted by them, even though she got it for me. And the only other piece of news I have is Friday night we went to see the rest of Jesse R's band. Actually, we can say, well,
I think we can say everyone's full name. I don't see what problem that creates. If you're a part of our lives, you are now fodder for jaywalking material, because all this is us living life and then spewing it back to you. We're just spitting truth, and you people are intertwined in that, whether you like it or not.
Right.
If you don't want to be on jaywalking, just you gotta cut us off. You gotta take yourself out of the loop. You gotta go off the grid, like Jason does sometimes. You gotta disappear.
Right. Is there any news from Grass Valley?
I'm growing my hair out, and I'm growing a beard.
So your beard right now, to the listeners, Walker's beard status looks about the same as when I last video chatted with him, like, well, not yesterday, but like months ago. So, I mean,
no, man, no, this thing is it's thickening up. I have a really weird beard, but I decided that I'm gonna let myself grow it because I always like stop myself. But then I was like, you know what? Why am I not allowed to have one just because it grows on my neck mainly? Like, I can still have one.
Right.
And I think it looks all right, but even if it didn't, I'm sort of, do you remember when I said I was going to start dressing cooler, like,
yeah,
a year ago?
I do remember that.
Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed, but I did, I think, around that time start stepping it up a little bit.
And I think that's true, fair to say.
Yeah, and so I think I sort of came through on that. But I think I'm going to, like, scale the cool back a little bit, because it's sort of, I'm feeling like it's a little wasted on these people out here.
Walker's opinion of the fashion state of affairs in Grass Valley is such that he thinks he can be the guy who... you can be the guy that walks places shirtless inappropriately, is basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, and that I'm not saying that I should do that. I'm just saying that no one would really notice. It wouldn't create a stir.
Right. I have two questions before we go on. One, what prompted you to decide about this beard and hair situation, like growing out the beard? And two, if you grow a beard and you say, just because I grow my beard mostly on my neck, why can't I have a beard too? I'll maybe get the listener's opinion on this. If Walker is of the opinion that, why can't I grow a beard just because it grows weirdly just on my neck, but yet he's going to slap you if you walk around in duck feet, is that fair? Is it fair for a man who's walking around
with...
walking around with a neck beard to get all judgy about duck feet?
I'll tell you why the duck feet really bother me. Because it takes effort to look like that much of an asshole. You have to strap those fucking things on and make that decision and cram each one of your little disgusting toes into each one of those little disgusting toe hats. It grosses me out. Let me just
play devil's advocate that if your main complaint is that you have to use effort, like somebody walking by you in a coffee shop goes, as soon as they pass by, like, oh, did you see Neckbeard back there? Hipster Neckbeard guy. You know he went out of his way to grow that Neckbeard. He went out of his way.
All I've done is not shaved.
Okay.
And not cut my hair.
Well, I would suggest that it's actually not as much effort to wear the duck feet as you think.
It's winter. She's not been encouraging me. She's been standing beside me and encouraging the growth of the beard. And the hair thing is I saw a 360 view of my bald spot the other day. There were two mirrors and I could see the back of my head.
Yeah.
And the situation was not as bad as I had thought it was. I thought it was a lot worse, but it was a little bit
encouraging.
It was a little bit less severe than I had imagined it to be.
Right.
So I just decided, you know what? It's okay. It's okay to just sort of go all natural for a while.
It's okay to just sort of be hipster neckbeard guy, but then slapping the people with the duck feet.
I'm not making a statement, and there's nothing cool about duck feet.
I would also like to get Dot's feedback. Maybe, I don't know if Dot G is an actual listener, because I feel like I see enough of her playing video games in the background of the podcast creation, but I think she might be jaded by the time. But maybe we could get some Dot actual feedback on her opinion of the beard, and if she is really behind you on this.
Do you want me to bring her in? She happens to be right here. Also, I will say that she did listen to our first episode, and I heard her laughing. So
really?
She's not totally worn out on me yet, thank God.
How come
she's still got some Jason love, too.
How come letters from Dot to the jaywalking podcast at gmail.com?
I don't think she needs to write fan. I mean, she's the woman behind the man.
Yeah, I can't.
The woman behind the men, really. I've seen Dot really... Dot's really stood behind you on some shit, too. And now she's... You, of all people, should know that she'll stand by her man.
That's true.
Dot, and that extends to you,
yeah,
I guess.
That's true. Dot's, yeah. That's true. She's got your back.
She stood behind you on some haircuts that you weren't confident about.
That actually cuts my hair.
She stood behind you. Yeah, but, like, you know, there have been times where you're like, oh, it's a little too cool. I'm not sure. And she's really stood behind you. She stood behind you on that controversial bag purchase you made, where you got that bag that you didn't feel confident about.
No, to listeners, I went through two book bags in the period of like 6 months, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get an expensive bag, which is like going to last me or whatever. And I got suckered into the cool vibe that's getting thrown off by the chrome bags in downtown San Francisco. And I bought myself a chrome bag for my birthday, like a year ago. But Walker and Dot were privy to the, I would say, hours and possibly even days of agonizing deliberation about whether I could pull off or wanted to pull off.
I would say weeks.
Having a chrome bag. And it's true that Dot had my back for that. So she's had my back for the haircuts, too. And a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right, and that's what I'm saying. So make the mental leap. My beard She's supporting it. If you see it shaved, it means that she stopped supporting it.
Yeah, but that's the thing, she definitely has your back when she's for the thing. But like, I could imagine that if I was like, I'm going to do a Fu Manchu or something like that, and Dot thought it was stupid, she wouldn't like just be like, I'm going to support you whatever you do. She'd be like, that is stupid as shit, and you need to shave that off right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. It goes, she's supporting this beard, so she's all right with it.
Okay. Okay.
Dot, do you want to go on record? She doesn't want to go on record.
Okay. So why don't you want to go on record?
I'm busy.
She's busy.
Okay. Dot is busy playing the Wii that me and Jesse are. Got
they can't see your quotation marks. Note the listeners, Jason just mimed quotation marks around the word busy. Like he doesn't think she's busy for one second.
Right, that's true.
You know what? I have one topic real quick.
Yeah, sure.
I can't remember if we touched on this in one of the Lost broadcasts.
Yeah.
Which super fans out there, don't worry. We hear you that you want us to edit together the Lost the Lost episodes. We'll get to it. We're busy. We've already generated a new hour of content for you, or for you picky people who want this to be a 10-minute little experience.
Yeah.
You know, we'll send you guys the short versions, or even that you can just, you know, listen to the first 5 minutes and then turn it off. A lot of people are finding that that's a good thing to do.
Right.
I honestly wanted to take more time off. Jason kept insisting we get new material out there, but I'm like, no, we should ride the wave of the first one. We should just do, I think we should have done a clip show for episode 2 of the first episode.
That's not a bad idea.
But I don't know if we touched on this or not, but corporate sponsorship. There's the cat again. Can you hear that? Is it picking up him meowing?
Listeners, Otto is adorable. That cat's adorable.
Yeah, he is. He's really cute. I just think we should put it out there to the listeners and to the corporations of the world that we want sponsorship. A lot of the podcasts I listen to are able to do what they're doing because, you know, they plug a coffee. You know what's weird is that like 3 different podcasts that I listen to that are all just comedy podcasts are sponsored by Fleshlight.
Is Fleshlight the sex toy?
Yeah, Fleshlight is the sex toy for men that's like, it's, you know, a flashlight that has a rubber vagina on it that you are able to insert yourself into. Yeah.
What does it light up?
Well, it's not really, it doesn't light things. It just, it lights the way to sexual satisfaction.
But it's a flashlight and a vagina.
It does not function as a flashlight.
It's a long tubular, it's, yeah, just note to listeners if you get here that Dot keeps going, wait, it's a flashlight? She's really confused. But it's shaped like a flashlight. But it's hollow inside, and there's a vagina on the end, and you can put your penis in it. I haven't ever put my penis in one, so I don't know what it feels like. Jason, Dot wants to know what the Fleshlight feels like on the inside.
I have no idea.
She says not to lie. I also don't know. I don't also know that I would want to find out.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's uncomfortable to talk about male sexuality, so frankly.
But I mean, it would be
people don't always want to hear this.
What if it's too
good and then it's just too easy to like to abuse it and what it goes from like, sure, I'll give it a try. I'll take a dip in the Fleshlight pool.
Right,
but then it's like next thing you know, you've got one in your car for stoplight.
Cut to like, you're not doing your job. You're not interacting with other people. Spend all your time with your Fleshlight.
If you start talking to it too, that's probably a bad time.
Oh, sick.
You got a harem full of different colored fleshlights.
God says you should draw a little face on it.
Wait, why would that even... But psychologically, it wouldn't even work. Because, like, you're looking down at, like a plastic vagina, basically, that you've got... That you pinned your wiener into, and it has a face on it. Like, it's not going to psychologically fool you into thinking that there's an entity there.
didn't one of your bands have a song about...
Oh, yeah, that's actually really interesting. Maybe we should end up this episode with that song. Possibly, we can possibly do that. But that's a great story.
Can we do that?
I don't know if Tony C is a listener, but in my old band, Tony and Chris and I, I wrote half the songs, and Tony wrote the other half the songs. Like, Chris contributed to both of them, but a lot. But so Tony wrote one of them about this night that they were on the east side in St. Louis and at the strip clubs, and... this one had a lot of times they have like a feature performer, which is like usually a porn starlet or something who gets naked. And then when they left, the bouncer handed them this little bag of weirdness, you know, like bag of creepy goodies or whatever. And they were like, what the hell is this? And then
a bag of things to come in.
Yeah, exactly. Or they opened it up and one of them was a mold, it was like a fleshlight, but it wasn't a fleshlight, but it was like a vaginal mold that you could also have sex with. That was ostensibly this female performer's, like, vagina, like, personally hers, like, molded. And Tony, a different Tony, remarked that the inside had these little bumps, which he referred to as nubbies. And, like, they were her personal, like physical abnormalities that were reflected in this mold. And then Tony wrote this amazing rock.
It's literally her vagina, and they include all the lesions
that
are in that poor vagina.
Exactly.
Are molded in.
And it was just like, and so we wrote a song for our old band, which is like a total rocker. And the only words were, actually, it's hilarious. The words that Tony has overlaid are deviant sex acts. Just like, he's just like speaking them over this rock and roll song. And then the chorus is us all yelling, nubbies. How's it go? Nubbies. I want them. Nubbies. I need them. Nubbies. Gotta have them. Or something like that.
I think with that intro, we gotta close out the show with that song.
Yeah. It's pretty fantastic.
So what's the name of the song, name of the band?
Name of the band is Hybridus Genesis. That's our old band. And, it's called Jewel Denial. It's kind of a Zappa-esque, like, weirdo, disgusting rock romp.
No, I'm telling you though, dude, I mean, not to harp on the fleshlight thing, but we both mentioned fleshlight by name. That is the name of the product. So we've given them free advertising by mentioning the name about 20 times. And then we're tying it in by playing a song about sex toys.
Right.
So if anyone out there has any connection.
Although, truthfully, we should also.
They're in the podcast sponsoring game.
Right. We mentioned the product.
We can
name.
Be dirtier. We can be more crass if that's what you want. Just give us money.
Just tell us what you want. And it's also, though, interesting that you say we gave them free publicity.
We'll be Christian Radio.
It's interesting that you say we gave them free publicity by mentioning the name of the product, but all we did was deride how disgusting and creepy they are and say that.
But we have to do that because it's in public. I mean, people are listening to this and we don't want to say, you know, I mean, we have to hide our true desires to use fleshlight for their intended purposes.
Right. I mean,
the listeners can't see the wink that you gave me. Right. I said, what does it feel like on the inside? And you went, oh, I don't know. And you gave me that wink.
No, to listeners, he gave me a wink. No, to listeners.
There was
a wink. No such wink occurred.
I think we should end up that.
Did you say coffee? Let's get a coffee sponsorship. Maybe we can get some free coffee.
Dude, I'm drinking a bunch of coffee right now, and actually, I'm going to be a dork and spend the next part of my Sunday afternoon sitting in a coffee shop reading Harry Potter.
Yeah, and I just finished this coffee from Rogers in the city. It's one of those buy-the-cup places. You can even choose you choose from like 10 different blends. I choose the sweet espresso latte. Amazing. Therefore, Rogers, give us some money.
Okay, note to listeners, Jason just fell into... a Freudian trap of he goes to a lot of businesses that he claims exist, but they're always like run by one man, and that it always sounds a little shady.
No.
And like yeah, he goes into, he claims that there's a store called the Sports Basement where he gets sporting equipment.
This would
like,
actually
he always, his face is always like stained with tears when he comes back. And now he's claiming that he goes to Rogers and receives things by the cupful, and I think we can do that.
No, to listen. This is, I think, would be great if I could get some listener goddamn feedback, because anyone who lives in San Francisco knows that the giant two Sports Basement locations, which is like an REI, basically, but whenever I come back from there and try to explain to Dot and Walker that it is a cool store, and they would probably like it too, they insist that the Sports Basement is like a fat, sweaty guy in an actual basement that you go to, and it's like some sort of creepy thing, even though it's like... So if I can get some listeners to write in and try to convince Walker that there is such, maybe if you could send in a picture of yourself in front of the Sports Basement or purchasing something at the Sports Basement, we'll throw that up on the blog.
And you have to be holding the day's newspaper.
Right. Just convince my idiot friend here that the Sports Basement is not getting raped, that it's just like an REI.
Oh, man. Well, if they can prove... I guess we've derailed. We've asked for sponsorship, but also we've implied that the Fleshlight is something no non-creepy person would use, and that if you go to the Sports Basement, you'll get raped. And that if you go to Rogers, you will also get molested.
No, Rogers is awesome. I think it's called Rogers. It's awesome though.
Alright, dude, well, I enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you. Hold on 1 second, because I'm going to shut down the thing, so I think we should say goodbye to the listeners. Yeah. Listeners, thanks for tuning in.
Oh, and and the closing slogan is, thank you for listening to Jaywalking.
Remember
that if you're not jaywalking...
You're not getting to your destination in a timely fashion.
Woohoo!
Okay, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good holiday.
consummate our love when I touch your butthole with my finger.